So we thank you, Father, for what you have done this week with us, and we thank you for the host pastor and his church. We thank you for everybody who've been tuning in with us this week. May the word that have been spoken come alive and give them what you desire for them to have. We praise you and glorify you tonight and yield to the Holy Ghost, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, that we may function in great compassion for the body of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We want to open up to one scripture that will give a foundation for tonight. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, I will be reading from the NIV Bible. If you're taking notes, I want to share with you how to live in your supernatural prosperity birthright. Mm-hmm. How to live in your supernatural prosperity birthright. You're not asking for something that does not belong to you.
Yes, sir.
Being an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ, you have a right to prosperity. You have a prosperity covenant. And we want to walk through some things and get some people out the way. There's some things in the way I want to deal with. Here, so this scripture always been a blessing to me in the NIV. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you. You see his plan?
Yep.
And not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Mm-hmm. In reading that, I'm prompted to read another verse now. In Jeremiah 33 now, I'm prompt to read that because it's so important. Jeremiah 33 and 9. I wasn't going to read it now, but I need to read it because it's such a divine connection between them. They're giving us an insight on the heart of God about prosperity and about his people flourishing in the earth realm. In 33:9, Jeremiah 33:9. I'm going to turn to it in Old Bessie here. Notice what it says here. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and honor. Notice joy, praise, and honor before all the nations of the earth. I want them to know you're mine.
Yep. Yes, sir.
I want them. And see, they can't get it by revelation, so they have to get it by manifestation. Let me pass that by again.
Yes, sir.
See, they can't get it by revelation, so the Lord wants us to manifest.
Yes, sir.
He wants us to demonstrate that he is a good God.
Uh-huh.
And prosperity, your prosperity is a part of your birthright of his goodness.
Yes, sir.
So every man and woman under the sound of my voice tonight, you are designed by God to live in prosperity.
Yes, sir.
And it's a divine, let me add this word to it. It's a divine birthright.
Yes, sir.
It's a supernatural, divine birthright for you to live in prosperity. And I want to unfold some things tonight. So here in Jeremiah, and it shall be to me a name of joy, praise, and honor before all the nation of the earth, where shall hear all the good that I do unto them, and it shall fear and tremble. Look at this. For all the goodness, and look at this. And for all the prosperity. That word procure, I place unto it. All right, you see that? Now, go to Psalm 35, and there are some people we got to deal with who is blocking your prosperity. We must deal with all the antichrists who is anti-prosperity. Must deal with them. If a person is anti-prosperity in that segment of their life, they are part of the Antichrist.
Yes, sir.
Got to deal with them. We're going to deal with them. David's going to deal with them in this psalm. He's going to deal with them.
Yes, sir.
All right. Then prosperity is one of the marks we wear.
Yeah.
We are marked to prosper, but many act like it's the mark of the beast. And so we got to deal with these people who wearing the mark of the beast against prosperity. They must be dealt with. I just get tired of fighting people who come to light and they always trying to pull them back out of the light. All false prophets who teach against prosperity will be dealt with in this text.
Yes, sir.
Every blocker, every blockage, every barricade will be dealt with tonight in this text. In Psalm 35, because the realization of this text is, it's not talking about God, it's talking about David. The Lord opened my eyes, a major text here. In Psalm 35, verse 22, this thou hast seen, O Lord, keep not silent, O Lord, be not far from me. That sounds like a person who needs some protection from someone who trying to keep them from doing something or having something, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
And we'll find out what it is. See, so the Antichrist and those who bearing the mark of the beast of poverty try to stop people from walking in this, but this is for the gospel's sake. This is for what during this pandemic, if none of the church have money, what are we going to do?
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
what are we going to do? Church has got big church notes and need to pay bills, should be paid for.
Right.
All right, I don't get in that. Verse 23, stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. He's calling God to stop these people from blocking me from walking in what you told me to walk in.
Right.
They need to be dealt with. I prayed for them. Now I'm turning them over to you.
Judge
me, O Lord my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. You see that? And let them not rejoice over me. Watch it, they're going to get stronger. Verse 25. Let them not say in their hearts, ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, we have swallowed him up. Verse 26. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion, together they rejoice at my hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me.
Uh-huh.
And then we get to this 27th verse.
Yes, sir.
You see, let them. Now he said, those who come into light, those who come into revelation, those who come into understanding of what this money cometh, or what this money keep coming to me, revelation is about, let them shout for joy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And be glad. Because it's my righteous cause. That favor my righteous cause. Yeah, let them say it continually. Let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Now, that's a different group. The group from 22 got down to 27. The other group is a group who is anti-prosperity. And so you have to get them out of your life. I don't care if it's a family member. I don't care who it is. If they talk against prosperity, They're forfeiting, they're causing you to forfeit your birthright.
Yeah. Wow.
Get them out your life. Get them out your life. Get them out your life. Now, we want to deal with this prosperity in a special way. There's scriptures we have to look at. We looked at Jeremiah 29:11. We looked at Jeremiah 33:9. God have made it possible for you to understand and release your prosperity marking. You're marked by God for prosperity. Prosperity is not the mark of the beast.
Come on.
Prosperity, listen to me. Prosperity is the mark of the blessing.
Yes.
Don't get that mixed up. See, we weren't. Those who are prospering, they are wearing the mark of the blessing. You get over in Deuteronomy 28. You see it over and over again, what wearing the mark of the blessing means.
Yes, sir.
But it will not happen automatically because there's a preparation. Now, I'm not talking about a long period of time. I'm talking about doing it the right way.
Yes,
and it's found in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. It's found in Joshua 1, verse 8. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We want to deal with this step by step tonight. I just desire for the Holy Ghost to hit this place, the glory to fall. We operate by faith and anointing, and the glory come. And you keep rightly dividing the word, the glory can't help itself. Because God wanted the body of Christ to know it is their birthright. If other people wearing it, I was looking at Mr. Gates, how many $1 billion he carried. And then Oprah is a Christian. Oprah was $3 billion. I mean, God, dog, you ought to could have $1 million. You see what I'm saying? But the mindset have to change. You have to know it's divinely yours. And now Joshua, the message that was told Joshua in Joshua 1:8, close the whole thing down. Nobody can stop you if you go there. Look in Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Okay, keep saying it. I'm healthy and wealthy. Some of y'all ain't said nothing. I'm healthy. And that's why you're not there, and wealthy. Yeah, you got to put it out there. But thou shalt meditate. Now, that word meditate is very important. I always give it the three M's here. Meditate, may is observe, and make thy way prosper. I dealt with that one time I was meditating this. Thou shalt meditate there and day and night. Meditate means stay with it till it say something to you. Yeah. That thou mayest, don't try to do the word through memorization. See, and that memorization is not meditation. Meditation is when a scripture start talking to you.
Yes, sir.
When a scripture start touching you. When you can feel the vibration of the spirit coming out of the book.
Yes, sir.
That's why I use my iPad, but I like to use my book. Yes, the Bible, B-I-B-L-E. I like to use the old baby, paper.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I like to have her around. That thou meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosper, and then thou shalt have good success. You see how to do it?
Yes, sir.
But you see you have a part to play in it.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now the psalmist don't make it no more complicated. In Psalm 1, the first three verses, got to the end of that verse, said, whatsoever you do shall prosper.
Yes, sir.
Psalm 1. He tell you what kind of life you got to live. You got to live a clean life. See, if you're not living a clean life, God don't know if he can trust you with money.
Yes, sir. That's right.
You know? So your life got something to do. And the psalmist told us, walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, no, stay in the way of sinners. The scornful he talks about. But he meditated in the law of the Lord day and night. Say he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. He's talking about you.
Yes, sir.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Now, Abram was marked for prosperity. I want you to say, I am marked,
for prosperity.
And it is not the mark of the beast.
I'm not a devil,
I'm a child of God. Abraham was marked. You see, you have to know your mark. Abraham, so the angels can find you. When they come down that ladder.
Yes, sir.
We got 14 loose. Each individual.
Yes, sir.
Right.
And it meant salvation. The number 14 means salvation and deliverance.
Yes,
sir. So then Genesis 12, we read it the other night, Genesis 12, 1 through 3, God made an announcement on Abram. And then you go to Genesis 13, 1 and 2, you find out that he was very rich with silver, cattle, and gold. Solomon activated the marking of prosperity. You go over there, go to First King. Solomon activated the marking of prosperity. First of all, he was given an offering that wasn't normal. Oh my goodness. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Praise your holy name, Father. Praise your holy name. In 1 Kings chapter 3, it gives you some insight of what Joshua 1:8 was talking about. See, once you meditate and once you spend proper time with God, you recognize prosperity really is not stuff. Prosperity, you really prosperity. And the stuff come along with you in prosperity. See, real prosperity, you never get attached to nothing. You're already you're too attached to get attached.
Yes, sir.
You're too attached to God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, so before you can have it, you got to be fully attached to God because it'll pull you away.
Yes, sir.
So notice here. In 1 Kings 3, 4. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. Built an altar, and 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. Lady sent me a $3,000 or $4,000 the other day and said, $1,000 is the match Solomon offer. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon. When he appeared to him? After he made the offering. God, you know what God probably said? This is somebody I might could trust.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know somebody sowing like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ooh, my goodness, ask what I shall give thee." And Solomon said, "Thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness," wow, "of heart with thee." That's why he blessed him so much. "That thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I'm but a little child. I don't know how to go out, come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered, nor counted for multitude." Look what this boy asked for in the night voice. And you got to have it for prosperity. You got to have understanding. You got to have wisdom. See, that's why some people don't have it yet, because they don't have the understanding. They don't have the wisdom. And it has to come from the Holy Ghost. The wisdom and the understanding of God kind of prosperity has to come from the Holy Ghost. Understand that. Eighth voice. "And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered, nor counted for multitude." Then he said in the ninth voice, "Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart." You see, that's what you need right there. Mark that down. To walk in the type of prosperity I'm talking about, you need an understanding heart. You need an understanding soul. You need an understanding inner man. God understanding has to be flowing through you. That you know stuff don't make you. You make stuff. If not, it'll take over. And so you ask for, give me an understanding heart to judge thy people that I may discern. Oh, my goodness. In prosperity, thank you, Jesus. In prosperity, catch a hold of this and you're going to get it tonight. In prosperity, you have to have the God kind of understanding. Mm-hmm. Secondly, you have to know how to discern.
Yes,
spiritually. Mm-hmm. A lot of people get around you, but you got to know how to deal with them, because everybody that come around you, not many of them come around me because they already know I know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, trying to sell me all kind of gimmick and gadgets. You know, get on up the road, Jack. You know, I ain't spending God money crazy. Mm-hmm. See, but you got to have discernment. So he said, "That I may discern between good and bad, for who is able to judge this thy so great a people?" And the speech, verse 10, "And the speech pleased the Lord,"
yes,
"that Solomon asked this thing." Uh-huh. Now, what? I wonder what some people would ask for. Two story or three?
Yes, sir.
BMW? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Beamer. "And God said to him, because thou hast act this thing," verse 11, "has not asked for thyself long life, neither to have asked for riches for thyself, nor have asked the life of thy enemies, but has asked of thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart." Thank you, Lord. Tonight, in Jesus' name, may God give you a wise and understanding heart, and that you have discernment to walk in your birthright of prosperity. You're going to have all of them. You're going to have an understanding heart. You're going to have a discernment to walk in this kind of prosperity to be able to magnify Jesus and glorify God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 Any, oh, my goodness. Any way you're stupid at, going to have to be removed. Anybody you let taking you right now, there's some people taking you right now. You're giving them when you shouldn't be giving them. They need to go get a job. I don't know who I'm talking to there.
Wow.
Are they going to just, you're just going to give bigger if you don't get no understanding. I ain't got to please everybody.
Amen.
I done had a few call me and tell me a sad story. I said, no, I'm not doing it.
Yes, sir.
Huh? I said, I'm not doing it. I said, oh, no, I don't tell them I don't have it. I'll be lying. I just say, I'm not doing it. They get mad, never see them again. They'll never speak to you, nothing. They don't do nothing. But it's my money. So I can make a decision.
Yes, sir.
You call me with the answer already? Just because I got it? You ain't never been to my church? You ain't never heard none of my sermon? Now you come riding on a motorcycle talking about you want some money? Get on off the road, man.
Yes,
it's sad, man. Larry know what I'm talking about. Larry thought I talked to her like the Godfather to him that night. So Abraham was marked for prosperity. Solomon activated the marking of prosperity. See, the two different now. Now, Ruth was marked for prosperity. And you see in the first chapter, Ruth surrendered in a situation that looked like it wasn't nothing. But she stuck with it, and God led her to a mighty wealthy man. See, sometimes look like you're not going into prosperity, but just obey God. Are you following it?
Yes, sir.
Keep planting prosperity truth in your soul. Now here's a man, his family turned against him. They sold him as a slave. They thought he wasn't going to make it, but I love to read. Go to Genesis 39. Joseph was marked by God for prosperity. Once God marked you for prosperity, nobody can stop you. Your family can't stop you. Women can't stop you because the woman tried to stop him.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the woman tried to rape him. That boy ran, man.
Yes, sir.
Then notice, you're going to notice that he didn't try to defend himself.
Right.
The lady lied to her husband. And I don't see where Joseph said, well, sir, I didn't do that. Nothing. He ain't saying nothing. Just stayed quiet. Now, I want you to look at it a minute. When you're marked for prosperity, you can't be stopped. And I'm telling every person under the sound of my voice tonight, you a child of God. You marked for the God kind of prosperity. It's your birthright, and you better stand up and get it and say, yes, God, you're talking to me tonight. I'll never be the same again. This anointing of prosperity is on my life tonight, and I'm not going to let the Antichrist stop it. I ain't going to let those wearing the mark of the beast stop it. I ain't going to let no false religious prophet stop it. I ain't going to let no tradition stop it. I ain't going to let no religion stop it. I ain't going to let no denomination stop it. I ain't going to let no popularity stop it. It's my spiritual right. And I'm not going to let nobody stop me. Hold that. I don't want to hear that no more. I heard the apostle teaching, say, y'all against prosperity, and you're trying to tell me that it's not right. The reason I got to talk about money so much is because you've been robbed of that financial prosperity, which is rightfully yours.
Yes, sir.
We've got to take it back.
Yes.
Take it back. Time to take it back.
Take it back.
Time to take prosperity back. Yes, prosperity belongs to the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
I got all that in the world and the body of Christ still hanging on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're not hanging on here. We got 600 acres of the land.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I heard a man talking about they had 35 acres. I said, oh, Lord, I watched TV. I said, oh, son. he thought he had a lot of land. I said, no, we were sitting on 600 acres.
Yes, sir.
God did it.
God did it. Yep, yep.
Everything paid for. Talk to me up here. God did it. You know what he did? He set an example for you.
Yes, sir.
That he want everything paid for.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Y'all ain't gonna cut up on that?
Yes, sir.
God want everything you have paid for,
yes,
and then the one you don't lack, you got, you can get something else.
Yes, sir.
That's part of, that's your birthright.
Yes, sir. My birthright.
That's your inheritance. Prosperity is our inheritance. I don't know why they got a problem with prosperity having more than enough. It's God's MO. God constantly talking about it throughout the scripture. You got to throw your, you take half of the, three-quarters of the Bible up to get prosperity out of the Bible.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
Esther stepped into favor. Yes, Esther, a slave girl. Her uncle said, talking to her, she had to go before the king. And when she got before the king, God gave her favor. She went from a slave girl to the queen.
Yes, sir.
When God hand on you, man, when God,
yes,
and God hand on you. I said, God, hey,
yeah.
God hand on everybody listening to me, right? God hand on you. God hand is on your house. God hands is on you for a reason.
Yes, sir.
Supernatural prosperity belongs to you, not regular prosperity. Not working all night and all and talking about you prosper because you're mad and everything else. You don't work so long. But supernatural prosperity, it can happen any moment. Talk
yes,
to
sir.
Me. Y'all didn't hear me? You didn't hear me? It can happen any moment. You see, with God, suddenly, immediately, straightway, miracles, signs, and wonders, all are available to us tonight.
Yes, sir.
You just got to take the message.
Yes, sir.
That is my birthright.
It's my birthright.
Yeah, not from my family, not by my last name,
yes,
not by my culture, not by my academic, not by science, not by psychology, but spiritually is my birthright. Glory to God. You're marked for prosperity. Don't listen to the Antichrist. Don't listen to the one who, the mark of the beast of poverty. When they're coming against you and talk against people who minister in this word to you. I'm not lying to you. I have experience. I have encounters. I know where I came from. I came off a gravel road. Drinking water off top of the house, going to the outhouse for the bathroom, bathing in a little tub, that little round tub. I know where I came from, no telephone.
Come on, sir. Yes, sir.
I know where I came from. When I came down here in Darrow, I mean, just a little 13, 14 members, no money, nowhere around. God sent me here. And then God gave me a vision to build it up.
Yes, sir.
Jesus Christ. Look at this man, Joseph here. Hallelujah! I'll never be broke another day in my life. Money coming to me now.
Prosperity
coming to my house now.
My business.
Whatever I do. Prosperity. Prosperity is flowing in Pensacola. It's so powerful, man. Paul was in another city and said, but I'm beholding your order. He was in another city. But he, in the spirit, Paul said, I behold your order. Yeah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me read a little bit. Mm-hmm. Genesis 39, let's read a little bit here. I'm going to pick this up. And Joseph went down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, first voice, and an Egyptian brought him off the hand of the Israelites. His brothers had messed him up. They got jealous. Now, you're going to have to deal with some jealousy, especially in your family member.
Yes,
and they'll try to mess you up. They'll say something, and they'll treat you cold. Boys, they party, they don't call you nothing. I mean, I was at my oldest brother's funeral. They hadn't put me on the program. The pastor was kind enough to ask me, did I want to say something? I didn't want to say nothing. They didn't want me to say nothing. I didn't want to say nothing. When I got to the grave, they asked me to pray. I went on to pray. I didn't want to be ugly, you know. But I was supposed to say something over my brother. So I came here and preached his funeral.
Yes, sir.
Verse 2. And the Lord was with Joseph. Ooh, who y'all got the Lord with him?
Yes, sir.
Huh? And the Lord, now he in a place that this statement shouldn't be made in verse 2. I want you to see this. This statement, but it said, and the Lord was with Joseph.
And he was a prosperous man. So if the Lord with you, what's supposed to be happening? Whoever the Lord with, he share his ownership.
Yes, sir.
The earth is the Lord.
Yes, sir.
I have a right to be prosperous. Yes, the boy is a slave. He's a slave. Yeah. But he know that it's only temporary. The condition your finances, the condition your finances in the night, I want you to know because you're in this meeting and the spirit, you're only temporary.
Yes, sir.
And I say something now. You must become prosper before the manifestation.
Yes, sir.
This boy had no manifestation.
Right.
But he was prosper.
Yes, sir.
So everybody can claim their birthright tonight.
Yes, sir.
We don't have to wait. You claim it tonight.
Yes, sir.
You got God with you, right?
Got it.
He's working it. Yield to him.
Yes, sir.
And the Lord was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Look at verse 3. And his master saw that the Lord was with him. Watch this. Watch it. Here we go. And that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand.
Yes, sir.
Woo, who the Lord talking to you tonight? See, catch a hold of that. Now, the Lord with him. See, don't wait till the stuff show up. You show up right here tonight and walk in that anointing. Walk in that revelation that the Lord is with me and whatever comes in my hand, he going to make it to prosper.
Yes, sir.
You got to have that. I did it. Before I had anything, I did it, man. I did it. I'm walking around. I'm prosperous, man. I'm a prosperous man.
Yes, sir.
So I had nothing to show. But I knew the Lord was with me.
Yes, sir.
And I believed. And I walked into it. And many tried to stop me. But they couldn't.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I had to walk out of denominations. Denomination, I knew they wasn't going nowhere in this area. I didn't know God was giving the revelation money coming, but I knew there's something else. I had to be somewhere else. I knew I had to be somewhere else. I'm so glad.
Yes, sir.
So glad. And his master saw, verse 3, that the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him. And he made him oversee over his house. All that he had, he put into his hand. And it came to pass that he had made him oversee in his house. And all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian house for Joseph's sake.
Wow.
And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And knew not all that he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a godly person and well favored. Now you got to be able to handle the temptation. God is not in the business of blessing no whores. And so he had to pass a test here. Because undoubtedly it was a fine, it was a pretty woman. And she caught him in a quiet place. But this boy knew he was walking under the umbrella of God. So I got to go through the temptation. Can't pass out these things that his master's wife. What? Cast her eyes upon Joseph. And she said, lie with me. Look at verse 8. Look at verse 8. What he did? But he refused and said unto his master, wife, behold, my master, what is not what is with me in the house? He hath committed all that he had to my hand. There's no greater in his house than I need. Had he kept. Say, why you got to read all that? I want you a good stir it up some. No! You need to hear this because the temptation is going to come to cut you off from your prosperity.
Yes,
Joseph on his way somewhere. You will get over in the 42nd chapter. You're going to find out that Joseph, 41st chapter, that Joseph became the head man over everything. But that woman was trying to cut him off.
Yes,
most preachers get cut off by a woman.
Yes, sir.
They never get where God wants them to be. Yes. Some fine woman walk out there with a decked out in a dress. And I've had a few come here, you know. I told my wife.
Yes, sir.
I said, watch her. Watch her. She's going to come to you. She's going to start talking to you, trying to make friend with you. You're trying to make friend with the first lady. I said, just keep her distant. You know who she is. See? And there ain't nothing happening here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, to be a young fool, but an old fool need to be whooped. He don't know better than all this old crazy stuff. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But let me read a little more here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Notice in, I'll skip, you know, woman, he turned the woman down. Notice in verse 20 now. He marked for prosperity. And Joseph, master, took him and put him into prison, a place where the king prisoner was bound. And he was there in the prison. Look at verse 21. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're in financial imprisonment tonight. Listen. But the Lord was with Joseph.
Yes.
And showed, verse 21, showed him mercy and gave him what?
Favor.
In the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that was in prison. And whatever he did, there he was. He was to do it. I mean, when the Lord, Joseph was marked by God for prosperity. Get over in chapter 41. Let's see the fruition of what this boy didn't let the enemy cut off. He didn't let him cut it off. Chapter 41, just for a minute, verse 37, I think it is. Joseph is made ruler. The slave made ruler. That's what it's all about. The slave was made ruler. Everybody here who in financial slavery, if you're listening to me, God wants to make you a financial ruler.
Yes,
sir. See, you got to go through some things. You got to pass some tests. That's what he had to go through some days. Brother sold him. See, he had seen this in a dream.
Yes, sir.
But he never lost his faith. See. And so that's why I had to deal with, in Psalm 37, 35, I was dealing with those antichrists and these different people who try to block the church from prosperity. They're all dignified and theologized, and they all got the sense of seekers church. They just dressed them little blue jeans on, too small, and dressed like a tramp to come before God and want to try to tell somebody who will walk in prosperity, man, you got to catch up with the world. I don't want to catch up with that foolishness. Take me to the king.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. The woman went, well, I'll read it when I'm closed. I'll read it. Let me read this. 41 and 37. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said to the servant, can I find such a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there's none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than you.
Wow.
Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. But you see what he went through to get there. He stayed faithful in the sight of God. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Take these few notes, if you will. Knowing the truth about prosperity in your soul, that all the realms of prosperity is God's will for you. 3 John 2, Isaiah 1:19. Connecting your will and his will through obedience. 36:11, serve him. Job, 36:11. Let prosperity flow through your thinking, your words, your ears, and through your believing. Let me give it again. Let prosperity flow through your thinking, prosperous thought, your words, speak prosperous word. Not show off word, not in the ego, but in your being,
yes, sir.
In your amness,
mm-hmm.
and through thinking through your word, your ear,
and through your believing. Famine, well, I talked to you earlier this week, famine prosperity by your giving. Luke 6:38, you got a famine. 2 Corinthians 9:6-8. Stand in God's will if it don't look right. And the others go another way. That's Ruth. That's Ruth. The orphan went the other way. But she stayed with it and walked into her prosperity. Stepping into the revelation of prosperity will produce a path that cannot be denied. Stepping into the revelation of prosperity will produce a path that cannot be denied. That's 23rd Psalm. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Once you receive the anointing to prosper, it's only a matter of time for your demonstration.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Only a matter of time. And that I want to turn to this scripture. This is one of my favorite scriptures. I think I've used it once this week. Isaiah 45. Once you receive the anointing to prosper, it's only a matter of time for your demonstration.
Yes, sir.
This self-same anointing belongs to you. Hallelujah. Look at what the Lord, look what the Lord has done. Look what he did for this man. Look at this anointing. This type of anointing. Can you really wear it? Yeah, you can wear it. Call him the Lord's anointed. I'm the Lord's anointed.
I'm the Lord's anointed. Yes, sir.
I'm supposed to prosper.
I'm supposed to prosper.
I'm the Lord's anointed.
I'm the Lord's anointed.
I'm anointed to prosper. See, because he who is anointed destroys yoke and removes burden. That's Isaiah 10:27.
Yes, sir.
Yokes are destroyed and burdens are removed by the anointing.
Yes, sir.
Once you get anointed, the prophet, see, Joseph was wearing that anointing.
Yes, sir.
So that woman couldn't get him, prison couldn't get him, nobody couldn't stop him.
That's right.
He's wearing that anointing.
Yes, sir.
When you start wearing that anointing, you know it, because I've been wearing it for a long time. You just can't be stopped. I mean, preachers will shut their pulpits off on you. Mm-hmm. And they'll think they were the one going to make you prosper. Mm-hmm. When they look up, I came flying through the air.
That's right.
In my own jet.
Yes, sir.
Two full-time pilots. You can't, whoa! You can't stop God.
Come on,
once God's mark get on you,
yeah, yeah.
How many believe the mark on them right now?
Yes, sir.
Once God, it's only a matter of time. Yes, once the mark get on you, it's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
Don't panic, because it didn't happen yesterday.
Yes,
don't panic if it don't happen tomorrow.
Yes,
just stay faithful.
Stay faithful. Yeah.
Keep sowing.
Yes,
keep praising him.
Yes, sir.
He got to come through.
Got to.
Only a remnant of the body of Christ can walk in there. Because some of them too religious. Some of them too traditional. Some of them think they're too established right now. Got two cars and a house. But I'm not talking about that kind of prosperity. I'm talking about a prosperity where your wife loves you.
Yes, sir.
Your children love you.
Yes,
your grandchildren love you.
Yes,
your members love you.
Yes,
the people work for you love you. That's
yes,
prosperity.
Yes,
your son-in-law, your daughter-in-law love
yes,
you.
Sir. Come on, Apostle.
All of it come together. It's not just about money.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. Once you receive the anointing, I'm going to close in a minute. Once you receive the anointing to prosper, and I say you receive it tonight, I impart it.
Yes, sir.
Everything I've preached to you, basically I've already gone through it.
Yes, sir.
See, when I talked about Joseph, I was talking about Leroy. Because I read about Joseph and I followed his pattern.
Yes, sir.
I knew when it looked like I wasn't going to make it, I was going to make it anyway.
Yes, sir.
Because the Lord prospered everything that come to my hand.
Yes, sir.
Didn't happen overnight.
Uh-huh.
But it happened.
Yes, sir. Yes, it did.
And it's still happening.
Yes, sir.
Young couple, I got it here, sent me an envelope today. Had $1,000 in it. See, we just got us a new townhouse. And we're going to take less than a concert. We're about to get married.
Because we know we can't shack up because you told us better. Another girl wrote from this church. She got a 2,700 or 2,400 increase in her salary during the pandemic.
Yes, sir.
It go on and on and on and on. It's happening. This is our hour.
This is our hour.
Glory to God. Let me, woo! Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Akutina la mondo viscanano lo schere manda. E mon mistunde siku. Every person under my voice, walk out of wherever you are wearing the anointing I'm about to read about. I release that anointing in the name of Jesus. Over these three sessions, over the church, over the pastor, his wife, all his members, all pastors who connected, I know my other sons there, I release this anointing stronger on their lives. Things are beginning to be canceled. Debt. And money starts flowing. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus. Notice what he said. Whose right hand I have holden to subdue nation before him. I will loose the lines of kings to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Notice verse 2. I will go before thee. Sound like Joseph. Sound like Job, doesn't it? Sound like Ruth, doesn't it? Sound like Esther, doesn't it? Sound like Abraham, doesn't it? Yeah, sound like Solomon, doesn't it? Huh?
Yes,
they left a trail.
Yes,
they left a trail for us to follow.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Yes, sir. We got people who had nothing. Esther ain't had nothing. Ruth didn't have nothing. But God prospered them. And he said, the Lord said, and I will give thee the treasures of darkness. Oh, glory to God. They got a lot of it, too. You know that?
Yes, sir.
I was talking to a man. He said he had $100 something billion. Goodness. And hidden riches of secret places that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, was called thee by thy name and the God of Israel. Look at verse 5. I am the Lord, and there's none else. There is no God beside me. I girdle thee, though thou hast not known me. I'll do it for you. Let me close, man. Close. Joseph. Write this down right quick. What Joseph was walking in was in Genesis 39:21 was financial favor, prosperity favor. Here's what favor can do for you at any time. Exodus 3:21, Exodus 11:3, Exodus 12:36. Those people were slaves. And God had people to turn money on him because God said, you're not going to leave you empty-handed. Yes. Nehemiah found favor. Nehemiah 2:5. Here Esther is. Esther, I wish I had time to read it, but I'm not. Esther found favor. In Esther 2:15, verse 17, chapter 5, verse 2 and 8. Chapter 7, verse 3. Chapter 8, verse 5. Each one of them talking about favor. Esther had, when Esther walked out before the king, the favor of God was upon her because God wanted her to walk in her prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Now, here's a note that when someone try to block you or mess you up, I'm going to give you this note so you can have it. Money cometh has to be received personally. For the body of Christ at large, is not ready for it. All right? You see, now I started out, money coming to the body of Christ, and it did. But I found out that a major part of the body of Christ don't want it. They think it's evil. They've been taught so wrong so long. They think it's evil. But thank God, here, this is new life, right? Church? New light. Yeah. New Life Christian Center, right? Yeah. New Life. L-I-F-E? New Life Christian Center. You know. Because you're being led that way. You're a part of that remnant. Just follow your pastor as your pastor follow me as I follow Christ in this assignment. It got to happen in your life. God bless you. It's been wonderful ministering to you.